It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Waking on up, the Phoenix sunshine. Gunner and Cheyenne, it's a good time. We're waking on up, to the Phoenix sunshine. On Camel Country 1079.
Hey, welcome to Friday, July the 10th. You got the date right today, right?
Yeah, you did. Good job. I double checked on the way here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because the car pulled and I had it pulled up and I was like, make sure the date is right. Okay, yes, it's Friday.
Can't get that one wrong, man. Friday, July 10th. It's going to be a scorcher today. Look at the highs near 111. Gunner Cheyenne, producer JP. We're always for you at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne. I put the four options as to where the road trip's going to go this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Talked yesterday about the little family road trip we have planned.
Right.
We're going to Flagstaff. Are we going to Clark's something. It's out there 30 minutes from Sedona. I'm going to kick myself for not knowing that one. Bisbee or Yuma.
Yes.
Those are the four destinations. Everybody is saying Flagstaff.
Oh.
Because Arizona is going to be a lot cooler up there.
I mean, that is true.
So I think we have Bisbee will be at some point with the mine tour there that they've got. And so we'll get there at some point when it cools down
a
little bit.
Yeah, when you don't have a high heat warnings.
That's right.
What is that word I'm looking for? Excessive.
Excessive heat watch.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be Flagstaff or up there near Sedona.
Makes
over the
sense.
Weekend, so looking forward to that. But coming up later on this hour, one big trivia game. Cheyenne is catching up a little bit, 16-18. She's still down by two.
Will I close that gap?
We'll see. We'll see how we're going to head into the weekend. It's going to be Team Cheyenne or Team Gunner with general knowledge trivia. We'll find out at 6:40 with one big trivia game. But the buzz is also on the way this hour. What you got coming up, Cheyenne?
Governor Ducey has laid out more executive orders, but this time it's affecting restaurants. I'm going to let you know what he said coming up at 6:50 with the buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
So we did I Am the Jerk yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But I do have a story that I came across last night that's just kind of too good not to mention this morning.
Okay.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. And I'm kind of curious your thoughts on this. And you can also text us at 22108 on whether this is a jerk move or not.
All right.
It's on Reddit. There's a story that's been going viral about a bride who has packed on quite a few pounds during the pandemic. Okay.
Okay. What's quite a few, does it say?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But she's just packed on some weight.
Okay.
And now she wants her sister, who bought her wedding dress, to pay to have the dress altered to fit. So the sister, as a gift to the bride, said, hey, I'm going to pay for your wedding dress.
Wow.
$3,000-some-odd, right? So this is like a year out from the wedding.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then the pandemic hits. The bride gained some weight.
Okay.
Now she wants her sister to pay the $600 to alter the wedding dress to let it out. If you
right.
will. Yeah, to be able to fit her. The sister says, no, I'm not going to pay for that. So you got the bride, you got the bride's mom.
Uh-huh.
Also the sister's mom,
right.
obviously. That is bugging the sister, who makes good money, to pay to have the dress altered to fit the bride in the size that she's going to be for the wedding. So the sister says, no, I'm not going to do that. I paid for the dress. If you put on the weight and you want the dress altered, you're going to have to pay to have it altered. So the sister's asking, am I the jerk for not wanting to alter the wedding dress to fit the bride on the wedding day?
Wow.
Is she the jerk or is she not?
No. It's not, like she said, it's not her fault. It's not like she shoved cupcakes in her sister's mouth and said, eat these and don't go on any walks. No, it was her fault. I mean, we've all gained weight in quarantine. It is what it is, but no.
So I guess their mentality is that, hey, you know, the wedding dress is for the wedding day. So if the wedding dress is not going to fit the bride on the wedding day, what good is the wedding dress?
Well, that sucks. Like, that sucks for you. Go out and walk. I don't know what to tell you.
So you're saying the sister is not the jerk?
No, it's not the sister's fault. And I, honestly, shame on the mom for thinking that that's okay. Like, if you find it that it's that big of a deal to push your daughter to pay for her sister's alterations, then why don't you pay for it?
Well, think about it. The mom is obviously married to the dad.
Right.
Right? And the dad's usually footing the bill for the wedding.
Right.
Right? So the money's probably already tight. And then the sister, who's got the money, they're trying to get her to pay for the alterations. But the sister does not want to because Sissy packed out a few pounds.
Then they all should have been there going, hey, you do remember you've got a wedding dress to fit into, right? Like, that's what I would have done, even as a friend. I would have been like, hey, I love you, but remember, you've already bought a wedding dress. Like, you should probably focus on your health.
Is the sister a jerk or not the jerk in this situation? Text us at 22108. Every single text says that the sister is
not a jerk.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, let's play a little trivia.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
All right, Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. Team Gunner's got 18. Team Cheyenne's got 16 victories.
I'm hot on your trail.
You are.
I'm like a bloodhound.
Let's see if you can't get any. See if you can't get any closer heading into the weekend. Let's meet our teammates today on Team Cheyenne. Out in Surprise, it's Kayla.
What's up, Kayla?
Hey, Cheyenne. How you guys doing, JP?
We're excited.
What's up, Gunner?
Hey.
She's ready.
She's ready to go. Santan Dan is on Team Gunner this morning. Santan Dan, how are you, man?
I'm having a ball. I'm right there, man. I'm the tip of the spear.
Dude, he is always quick, like with the questions. So
he's also sassy, so we'll see how this works out for you.
Yeah. All right, to the two of you, Cheyenne and I are your buzzer. We will buzz in on the question. You will then have the opportunity to answer. If you don't know the answer, simply refer to your teammate. Producer JP, question number one.
The average man has 12 of these located on both sides of their body.
Gunner.
I heard Team Gunner. Dan, what Gunner. Says you?
Okay. I'm going to go ribs.
Ribs is correct.
Yeah, right. Boy.
Good
that
job.
Debut.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I knew that too. Come on,
we all knew that.
Next question.
Fingers and toes, but I guess you come from a better trailer park than I do.
Oh, hey, my gosh.
Order in the court. Next question. Here we go. In baseball, what inning do you stretch?
Gunner.
Team Gunner.
Seventh.
Seventh inning stretch is correct.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just not quick on my name today.
No.
Two for Team Gunner, zero for Team Cheyenne. Next question. Finish this Dierks Bentley lyric. Buying drinks for everybody.
Cheyenne. Kayla.
Buying drinks for everybody. Cheyenne.
On the pilot, it's a party.
Correct.
Yay.
One for Team Cheyenne, two for Team Gunner. Next question. Not including bread. An ingredient on a club sandwich.
Cheyenne.
Heard Team Gunner.
Club sandwich, no bread. Santan Dan.
Gunner.
It's ham, turkey.
Ham's correct. That's all you need. All right. One ingredient. Ham, turkey, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and bacon.
And that's the victory right there.
Win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
Nicely done, Santan Dan.
Hey, good job, Gunner. You were it. You were the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, man.
You are the wind beneath my wings. All right, Santan.
Adorable.
Have a great weekend, Santan Dan.
Weekend, I'm just looking at doing some chores, maybe pruning some trees, what the heat the way it is.
I didn't ask what you're doing. I just said have a good weekend. Hey, Kayla, you back on Monday? You want to come back Monday and play? Redemption?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hang on. We'll get you all coordinated for Monday. That's good. Hey, the buzz is on the way. Cheyenne, what you got coming up?
Well, Governor Ducey issued more executive orders yesterday, and it is affecting restaurants. I'm going to let you know what he said. And also, I've got some audio from our Brantley Gilbert interview yesterday coming up in 3 minutes with the buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
It's not new news to anybody that Arizona is now the hot spot in the United States for coronavirus. And Governor Ducey, honestly, he's had to make some really hard decisions over the last, you know, couple of months. He opened things up. Now he's having to make the hard decisions to close things back down. We already know that gyms and things like that are shut down. Yeah. Now he's tightening the reins on dine-in restaurants. So his executive order yesterday states that they can remain open. However, they have to be at less than 50% capacity. Now that capacity rate is actually based on their fire code capacity. So in fire code, it's really what should be safely in here, but let's be honest, most places overpack.
If you remove the tables, you can fit a lot of people
in
there.
Exactly.
So that's what it's based on?
It's based fire code capacity. Not only that, he also announced, quote, Project Catapult. Now, Project Catapult is designed to help Sonora Quest Labs not only increase the amount of testing that they're doing, but it's also there to help with the turnaround time. So we get tests back faster to know if people are positive or negative. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Brantley Gilbert, and we asked him about this song that he's just recently released. It's called Hard Days. Now, this song was written in 2017. It was held on to, and then they recorded and released it within a month. This is what he had to say about how the song came about. Take a listen.
The way I keep up with a lot of my songs and my demos is I keep them in, like, the flagged part of my email inbox. This song is one that every time I went through my inbox looking for something, every time I stopped at it, I'd listen to it. And it was just, it's always been a special song. It always did something cool, no matter what kind of mood I was in, whether I was in a good mood or a bad mood or whether I was beat up about something.
The whole conversation is amazing. And if you want to watch the entire full interview, you can do that. Just head to Facebook.com/Gunner and Cheyenne. Take us with you wherever you're headed over the weekend. All you got to do is download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
We do it every Friday. We haven't done it the last few weeks just because of holidays and vacations and stuff like that. But every Friday at this time, we do producer JP's Craigslist Misconnections Song of the Week. It's where JP peruses the Phoenix Misconnections page and kind of puts the postings to song. What do we have this week, JP?
All right, so it's a misconnection between a purple-haired woman and a guy on a motorcycle in North Phoenix. And the story goes, they glanced at each other at a stoplight around East Cactus Road in 51 very recently.
Okay.
He didn't get her phone number, and he's been kicking himself ever since.
What was he supposed to do, run out of the car?
Well, he was on a motorcycle, but here's the song that I made.
All right, you tell me when to hit it, man.
You hit that button.
All right.
I'm in so much pain. Give me one more chance. What the heck was I thinking? I'm a dummy. You had purple hair. We locked eyes and you winked at me. I blew you a kiss. You liked it. Am I dreaming? But then my crotch rocket stalled and I screwed it up. The light turned from red to green and we had to go. Turned into Roadrunner Park, hoping you would follow. But you did not follow and I don't know why. You must have thought I was creepy or an ugly guy. Don't you love me? I would have taken you to Arby's.
Arby's. We have the meats. Nicely done. Another good one there for producer JP.
That was a good one. Great song choice, too.
We're going to be talking to Brett Eldridge next at 7:20 on Campbell Country 107.9. Oh, and we've got Brett Eldridge all to ourselves right now. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. He's got a new album out today. He's up bright and early talking to us this morning. Brett Eldridge.
What's happening?
How's it going, man?
Good, my friend. What you up to?
Yeah, you know, just kind of doing a little morning show here.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, you know. Same old, same old.
It's good to hear y'all's voices. I feel good about chatting with you today. Everything's good. I wish I was out there hanging with you guys, but I'm right here in Nashville.
Well, I don't know, man. 111 degrees today. How you doing the heat?
Oh, God. Never mind. I'm passing.
Yeah, the last time we talked, it was only supposed to be like 85 in Nashville, and it was only supposed to be like 105 here.
Well, that's insane.
So, Brett, new album, Sunday Drive out today, man.
Yeah, it's out today, man. It feels so good to get it out there. I'm 3 years since I've had a record out, so I've been working on this thing for a long time.
Congratulations. I am so excited to listen to the entire thing over and over again because it's so good.
That's your weekend ahead, please.
We'll have it on a little Bluetooth speaker while we're golfing today. We'll just listen to the album out there on the golf course.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that.
We'll tag you on our Instagram.
Yes. Okay, please do.
What is the one? I know Gabrielle's, you know, a great song on the album. What is the one track on there? You know, if somebody was going to listen to one track on the entire album, what would you tell them to listen to and why?
Oh, man. I mean, I think Sunday Drive, the album track, title track, is pretty deep. And again, a good way of kind of showing what this album is, which, you know, it's very reflective and kind of puts things that are important in your life into perspective and things to hold on to and the things to maybe just not worry about and let go of. And I think, you know, realizing the moment that you got right here is the only moment that you got, so make it count. So I think that song is really special, and then there's a song called Magnolia that might get your weekend started really good to dance to.
I like it. And Gabrielle, you know, I mentioned that great song, a lot of piano in that. Are you on the keys on that song, or are you still holding off?
No, I'm learning piano right now, but I definitely don't know how to play to that level yet. But at the beginning of quarantine, I was like, I've always wanted to learn piano, so I'm learning piano right now. So maybe at some point, I mean, it's not something that you learn overnight, I'll say.
Right.
It's very frustrating, but I've learned a song in a few months already, and I didn't know how to play it all before, so that's going good so far.
So is the goal to kick your keys player off the piano when Gabrielle comes on, and you're going to take over?
He's too good. I don't think I could ever sing him off. But I do want to be able to have some moments in the show where I play. So, you know, now that I got that little bit of time during all this, I can, you know, the last show I played was with you guys. So that was the last time I was on stage in 2020.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
We got to work out some sort of a lot of the artists are doing the little drive-in thing.
Yeah.
You know, where either the drive-in concerts or the social distance concerts where they're out, you know, 6 feet apart. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
You know, if it's the safe way, you know, I mean, I don't know enough about all the logistics of all of that, but whenever it's somebody says it's completely safe and everybody's health's all in a good place with it and everything.
Yeah.
I'll eventually play a show again. I want to do it when it's right. And in the meantime, I'll just keep honing my skills.
I love it. Brett, always good to talk to you, man. And we can't wait to see you again live. Sunday Drive, the new album out now. Go buy it. Go stream it. Of course, you'll hear Gabrielle right here on Camel Country 107.9. Brett, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. All right.
Hey, thank you. Good talking to you. Oh, was it your heart or mine?
Was it just the wrong time, girl? Brett Eldridge is always so much fun to talk to, man.
Not going to lie, I have a little bit of a crush on Brett Eldridge. Like, every time we talk to him, it just gives me the happy feels.
He's just always just so high on life.
He is, you know? And it's infectious.
Yeah. So, there's a new survey that found out the one life moment that you're looking forward to most depends on your age.
Okay.
So, we're going to get to this at 7:40. Text us your age and what life moment you're looking forward to most right now to 22108. Like producer JP, the one life moment that you're looking forward to most right now
is being a dad.
Is having kids.
Having a baby.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 35 years old, and I act like I'm 17.
So depends. We'll, physically or mentally?
No, we'll average it out. 25 years old right now. Text us your age and what life event you're looking forward to most right now to 22108. Again, we'll hit this at 7:40. Right now, it's time for I Love You, Man.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Kind of a social experiment. Here we go. Here is a bait and tackle shop in South Carolina. Hey, do y'all got fishing lures that look like dinosaurs?
Like dinosaurs? But yeah, a store full of lures. I have no idea. What kind of dinosaur? Tyrannosaurus Rex. I just heard that there's this one fish in this lake that I'm trying to go get that he's attracted to dinosaurs. You know? Hey, I love you, man.
Hey, wait.
Oh, no. He got so nervous. He put me on hold.
That's like leaving somebody on red.
I love it. He tried to hang up.
Hey, wait.
Tries to hang up again. He got it. Third time's the charm. Just got so nervous.
Oh, that poor guy.
Oh, here's a swimming pool company in Tennessee.
Wolf.
I went fishing for the first time last weekend, and I caught a fish that I had planned to eat, but now I just kind of want to keep him as a pet. Could I just throw him into my pool? I'm kind of new to the whole thing.
No, the quarry, no killing.
What was your name?
My name's Sandra.
Sandra, you've been great. I love you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, Sandra. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Oh!
Kathy, I love you back.
She was so happy to tell it to you.
That's right. You can't throw your fish in the pool, dummy. Nope. Kill it. That is I Love You, Man, Camel Country, 107.9.
And we see you, not literally, but we appreciate you listening. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Kind of creepy.
That was really creepy.
You're listening in your car, like, what?
We see you through the vibrations of the wave from the radio.
Well, I was going to go behind the bush in front of the car, but no.
Oh, that's creepy.
That would be creepy.
It's all creepy.
But no, if you listen to us every morning or you're tuning us in for the first time now, we appreciate you so much. What's the one life moment you're looking forward to most? And according to a survey, it kind of depends on how old you are.
Okay.
But producer JP, I want to get to the make sure we're clear on, like, Generation Z is ages 18 to 23. Millennials are ages 24 to 39. So I'm, like, on the brim of that millennial. I'm 39.
Right.
I'm almost a Gen Xer.
Really?
Yeah, Gen Xers 40 to 55. Baby boomers are 56 and above. Okay.
Okay.
So I guess JP being in that millennial category, the millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers all have put having kids at number one.
I mean, that makes sense because that's the time in your life that you're in, you know?
Hang on. Go ahead.
Well, once you reach 35, what more is there to look forward to? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, guys.
After that, life's just over.
For Generation Z, which is 18 to 23, it's a three-way tie between traveling, buying a house, and finishing school.
That makes sense.
What is the one life moment that you're looking forward to most, Cheyenne?
I mean, I've already got kids, so I'm going to go with buying a house.
Buying a house?
Yeah, by myself. No co-signer, just me, myself, and I, because I don't need nobody.
Yeah.
I'm an independent woman.
Woo! Producer JP, it's kids, yeah?
Yeah, man. I've always wanted to be a dad. I love being Uncle JP. And being able to have kids hang on me at the pool and throw them in the air and everybody's laughing and having a good time and chasing each other around. I mean, I guess now the only other thing is to have kids of my own.
Well, I know. You're really excited about that, but you get to pass the kid off, you know, when you leave the house. And then you get to go back to the quiet of your own house.
Right.
That's true. And the whole journey to get there.
Yeah.
The diapers, the messes, the throwing up on
your
shoulder.
You're looking forward to that?
You got to be willing to be a part of the journey, right? And that's part of the journey.
That was so spiritual.
It really was.
Sometimes.
Deep.
Are you reading books, like baby books and stuff?
I'm not much of a reader. No.
Audible. Audible, man.
Long answer short, no. text rolling in at 22108. We asked you, how old are you and what life event are you looking forward to most? Text with the 602, Natalie. She's 23 and she's looking forward to getting married.
Oh, well, congratulations if you're engaged.
Text with the 480, 47 years old, looking forward to becoming a grandma.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that again, that makes sense.
Text of the 480, 23 years old, graduating college and getting married.
Woo! I do these like they're ready for these things, but maybe they're not like in that moment in life. They're just looking forward to it, but we're celebrating anyways.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Text, the life moment I'm looking forward to most is being a mom.
Oh.
Text, 24 years old and my little girl coming in 2 months. That'll be my first kid.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's cool. That was like instant tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
I love
the one
that.
Life event I'm looking forward to most. I mean, I've already got the house.
The kids.
Already got the kids.
The marriage.
The marriage.
You have everything. What else do you need?
Yeah, well, I was kind of kicking it around this morning. I'm like, well, I've got a daughter with cancer.
Uh-huh.
That's a big life event when she goes into remission, right?
Right.
And you can't count that. If that's not considered a life event, I would just say, like, finally being able to travel again. You know, yeah. A little family vacay or something, right?
End of quarantine. End of COVID.
End of quarantine.
That
COVID.
Is a major life moment.
How old are you, and what life event are you looking forward to most? You can text us at 22108. The Buzz is coming up, Cheyenne. What you got coming up?
I just found out 5 minutes ago that somebody is releasing a new album. This person has not released an album in 5 years. I think everybody's going to be really excited.
Cool.
I'm going to let you know who that is in 6 minutes on The Buzz with Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Millions of people in Arizona, across the country, are really dependent right now on those unemployment checks, but more so the extra $600 a week that they're getting in federal funding. Now, the last we knew is that the extra $600 was supposed to end at the end of July, right?
Yep.
That's not what's happening. In fact, it's ending a week early because the legislation specifically says that the last check of funding will come on or before the 31st. But the way that unemployment works is they end it on the weekend. Well, July 31st is on a Friday. They still have two more days left in that week period. So
yeah.
Actually, the last set of checks is going to be coming the week of the 20th through the 24th.
Something tells me they're going to extend that because it's $600 and then what? The state of Arizona is $240, so you're getting $840 a week
right.
in unemployment, which, I mean, is not that much.
It's really not.
Did you see Governor Ducey's press conference yesterday?
I didn't watch the full thing,
no. There was a gal that was just laying into him, man. He kept, somebody had to come and tell her to stop asking the question.
Oh,
and
wow.
Sit down. Yeah, kind of.
Were they
got a little
legitimate
frustrated.
Questions and he was just getting frustrated?
She was asking questions as to there's a lot of people that can't get through and even get paid from unemployment.
Right.
And he was kind of saying that, from the facts that I'm reading, that, people are getting paid. So, yeah, so she was really.
Interesting.
It,
but, yeah, I didn't watch the full one. I just kind of watched the highlights of what I really needed to report the last couple of days. Today, actually just a couple of minutes ago, we found out that a new album is coming from somebody who has not released a studio album in 5 years. That person is Tim McGraw.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah. It's... We can expect it to come out on August 21st. The album is called Here on Earth. It is going to include his newest single called I Called Mama. Now, the overview, quick snippet of this album is it says that the album is, as a whole, provides a musical tapestry of life. And it really connects the all different parts of the world that his writers have come from. So I'm actually really excited for this album to come out. Wherever you're headed this weekend, take us right along with you. All you got to do is download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
How old are you, and what life event are you looking forward to most? A lot of texts coming in at 22108. Somebody said 21, and looking forward to age 25 when the surcharge on rental cars goes away. That's pretty good. All right, we'll get to more of these coming up here at the top of the hour on Camel Country 107.9. Here's Sarah Evans. Most is Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. A new survey found it depends on how old you are. Millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers all put having kids at number one. Gen X, it's a three-way tie between traveling, buying a house, and finishing school. Gen Xers are ages 18 to 23. Text coming in at 22108. And some of these texts are going against what this survey has to say.
Okay.
54-year-old, a text with the 623, 54 years old, looking forward to getting married and having kids someday.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Text with the 480, I'm 45 years old. The big dirt nap, no kids. The big dirt nap, so going dying.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's... really gruesome.
I never heard that. The big dirt nap. Okay.
What about kicking the bucket? You heard that one?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Okay.
Let's see. No kids. Never married. Let's see. No real love. Oh.
Oh.
I'm 40. I have 3 kids and married. I'm looking forward to kids going back to school after quarantine and being able to do normal family things outside.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Text with the 602, life event I'm looking forward to most, racing dirt bikes again after shoulder surgery.
Ooh, that's a long recovery, too. Motorcycle riding on a track is really jarring. So, yeah. Good luck to you.
I'm 21, already have the kids, so I'm excited to finish school.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
Thanks to everybody who texted this morning. Coming up here at 8:20. This story, you know, it's good news, but it also is kind of sad.
It is.
You know, this apartment fire in Phoenix where the mom, you know, unfortunately passed away, but her kids were rescued. One kid was rescued because somebody ran into the fire. Mm-hmm. The other kid was rescued because the mom threw it over the balcony.
Yeah.
The third floor balcony. And a guy named Philip Blank ran in and caught the kid.
From the balcony.
Before he hit the ground.
Yeah.
He like slid in, like he was sliding into home base and caught this kid. And we're going to be talking to Philip about that whole situation. You know, I guess he's a former Marine and former wide receiver and kind of being hailed as a hero. So we're going to be talking to Philip coming up here at 8:20 on Camel Country 107.9.
Mornings with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country 107.9.
We want to see your smiling face on a private Zoom session with country superstar Brad Paisley. Got to get in to win. Your code word this hour
is Nationwide. NATIONWIDE.
Sounds so weird when you don't complete the sentence.
Nationwide is on your side.
There it is. All right. But Nationwide, there's only one word that you got to enter at campbell1079.com and you'll be in to win. And we could be seeing you on the Zoom session coming up next week with country superstar Brad Paisley. On the way to 8:20, we're going to be talking to a couple of individuals. We're going to be talking to Philip Blanks. He's the guy that you saw on the video rescuing the kid that was dropped off the third floor balcony at a Phoenix apartment when it caught on fire. The mom threw the kid over. Philip saw it. He ran in, rescued the kid. There's another hero that we haven't heard about. His name is D'Artagnan. And he ran into the apartment up the front steps and rescued the kid in the fire.
Now, mind you, this was a 3-alarm fire. The apartment was fully engulfed when D'Artagnan ran in.
So we're going to be talking to both of them on the way here at 8:20 this morning. Hang on. Such a powerful story. Right now, Lady A, Camel Country, 107.9. God is great. Beer is good. People are just straight nuts. That is Billy Carrington. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Also good, if you're into this kind of a thing, pina coladas. It's National Pina Colada Day, y'all.
So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each.
John Taffer has a pina colada mix.
Yes, he does.
Amongst his concoctions, if you will. He said it's a whole case of margarita mix.
Have you busted into yours?
Not yet.
I did. I didn't hesitate.
Oh, they're so good. They're only available at Walmart, though. But anyway. Hey, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to a couple of heroes here in the Phoenix Valley. There was an apartment that caught on fire. One of the heroes, Philip, grabbed a kid that was dropped off a third-floor balcony. He ran in and scooped him up before the kid hit the ground. And then D'Artagnan's the other hero that a lot of us haven't heard his story. He ran into the burning apartment and rescued one of the kids.
Yes.
So two kids still living today, thanks to a couple of heroes here in the Phoenix Valley. And we're going to be talking to them next here in Camel Country, 107.9. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. Thanks for having us on this morning, 8:40. We'll do a random masterpiece theater. We'll act out a scene from a popular movie. If you can identify that movie, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. Use that 12 seconds for whatever you want. If you want to shout somebody out, shout out a local business, sing a song, whistle a tune, I don't know, whatever you want to do. That 12 seconds is yours. We just have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
This happened last Friday here in Phoenix. Apartment caught fire. 30-year-old woman. She unfortunately passed in the fire, but she has a couple of kids that were rescued. One of the babies survived after being thrown over the balcony, the third floor balcony, because of a guy named Philip Blanks. He's a former Marine, and he was a wide receiver in college, and he ran in and caught the kiddo. And Philip is here with us this morning. What part, you know, when you look up on the third floor, at what point did you notice that there were people up in there?
The terrible screams. I've never heard anything like that, and that'll never leave my mind. It was wild, and just hearing screams from everybody, and there were people outside yelling, throw the kids down, and that's what really caught my attention. So I decided to spring into action and get locked in. And as soon as I placed my things down by the dumpster, I seen Rachel moving, and I sprinted up, ran over there, and It was just perfect timing because the way he spiraled down, his head landed perfectly in my elbow.
Okay, so
wow.
It wasn't, you weren't standing down there telling her to throw you the kid. She just tossed the kid, and you were just there at the right spot to be able to snag him?
I didn't say a word, man. I just ran over there.
Philip is a hero.
He is.
He also, that was a recorded phone call we had with him yesterday, and at the end of the call, he goes, you know what? There's another guy that is not being recognized because there's no video of it. You know, I mean, we're all hearing about Philip because of the video that's kind of making the rounds of the kid being thrown off the balcony.
Yeah, but it's hard to video somebody in the middle of a burning building.
Yeah. D'Artagnan Alexander is another hero, an unsung hero in this apartment fire. And we're going to be talking to him coming up here in about 6 minutes or so. And he's going to tell us his story of running into that burning fire. He's got kids of his own.
Yeah.
And he just kind of just sprang into action to go in there and rescue the other kid in this incident.
It's amazing.
You know? So we're going to talk to him. There's also a GoFundMe set up for the family. We'll get more into that coming up 6 minutes away here on Camel Country 107.9. Thank you so much for waking up with us this morning. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, Masterpiece Theater, on the way here at 8:40. We've been talking about this apartment fire in Phoenix. That's, you know, it's kind of it's a sad story, but there's a couple of guys that stepped up when they didn't have to.
Yes.
And there are a couple of kids that are alive today because these guys stepped up, and that's who we've been talking to this morning. We talked to Philip earlier, and he was like, "There's another guy that is just not nobody's talking about. Nobody's mentioned his name, but he ran into the burning apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and D'Artagnan is that guy." Rachel, we've heard her name. She is the mom that passed away here. But D'Artagnan, hey, man.
Yes.
Dude, that is one heck of a name, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Honestly, I really enjoy it. You got, I like it.
Is there a story behind it or no?
Yeah, my dad was just a pretty big fan of the Three Musketeers for some reason.
I was just gonna say that.
When he was a kid and he told his mom if he had a boy, he was going to name him D'Artagnan, and that's how it happened.
Well, D'Artagnan, one of the unsung heroes from that apartment fire in Phoenix. We talked to Philip, and you know, he kind of threw your name out there and let everybody know, because I mean, a lot of people are kind of focused on that video where he caught the kid from the balcony, which was quite the heroic move on his part. But you actually ran into the burning apartment to rescue the kid. Talk us through that story, man.
I mean, it was just a crazy, you know, morning. I just, I'm a barber by trade, so I was pulling up to my location where I work, and right in back there's an apartment complex. And as I was pulling in, about to, you know, make my turn towards my destination, I seen that there was fire coming from the apartment complex. So I kind of took out my phone, I started to record, you know, like everybody does, mm-hmm. and like something just told me, like, nah, this isn't the time for that, you know, like. And then I seen a lady, and she was frantic. She was screaming, "There's kids in the building. There's kids in the building." So at that point, I just pretty much like threw my phone in the passenger seat and I put my car in park and I just jumped out, and instinct just kicked in. I ran up to the third floor and I was able to kick the door in. And then when I kicked the door in, I heard, you know, I was yelling, you know, just like, come out. But nobody was, there was no movement. So I started to go back around to the other side. Maybe they were coming out the balcony. And then I heard a scream. Like a cry for help, someone, you know, a kid. So I ran back up. I probably made it down, you know, about halfway down the stairs. I ran back up, and I see little arms like around the corner inside the house. So at that point, I just ran in there. I grabbed her by her arms. I seen her kind of, you know, she was a little bit burnt. So I picked her up, and she just told me, get me. And I told her, I said, "Don't worry, baby, I got you." And we got out of there, you know. I took her down, and some of the neighbors assisted me with, you know, like helping her cope with her pain as the fire trucks were coming. And then I ran back around to the front side and was trying to assist with anybody else. When I looked to the right of me, that's when I seen a baby, and I was kind of boggled in my head, like, who ran in there behind me? Because I didn't see nobody else with me, you know. But it so happened that, you know, Rachel had ended up throwing Jameson over the balcony to save his life. So at the end of the day, like I tell people, you know, like, you know, they may talk all this hero stuff, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Rachel Long, she's the ultimate hero because she made the ultimate, you know, sacrifice to make sure she protected her kids. Like, I was just there at the right time, and God prepared me for that moment.
D'Artagnan, man, a hero in this, and Philip Blanks, hero in this. There's a GoFundMe set up for the family, right?
There is a GoFundMe. You can go to our Instagram, at Gunner and Cheyenne, at Camel1079. The link is in the bio. It is called Support the Long Family. Forewarning, though, there is some details in the description that we're not going to talk about on air, because it is a little more on the graphic side, but there are some updates on both the kids. I can tell you right now, as of yesterday, they were expecting Roxy to have about 8 procedures because she is fairly burnt. Mm-hmm. As of yesterday, she had already had 3 procedures. She is heavily sedated. And Jameson, the little toddler, he had had a procedure yesterday morning, and he is doing well right now. So it's a very rough situation. The dad is now left homeless. He has 2 kids now by himself.
So if you feel led to help out this family, all the info on how to help them out, Facebook.com/Camel1079. All right, coming up, 8:40, Masterpiece Theater. We're going to act out a scene from a popular movie. See if you can identify that movie. Here's Jody Messina now, Camel Country 1079. The link to the GoFundMe page is up on our Facebook right now, Facebook.com/Camel1079. That apartment fire in Phoenix, we talked to a couple of the heroes that helped rescue the kids. The kids are now without their mom. And the dad being a single dad now. So there's a GoFundMe to help the family out. You can check that out. Facebook.com/Camel1079. Right now, time for Masterpiece Theater. We're going to act out a scene from a popular movie. You can identify the movie. You will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. Rehearse, you know, talk about poetry. You know, I'm going to do a poem.
Oh, I would love it if somebody did that.
It's a 12-second poem?
Yeah.
That'd be nice going to the weekend with.
Yeah.
You can shout out your local business. Whatever you want to do, I always have 3 rules you got to follow.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
And action.
Totally sick!
I know. Isn't it great?
No, I'm going to be totally sick!
It's the California Current, dude. It's got some gnarly chops. Surf's up, dude! Hey! Dude, if you're gonna hurl, just do me a solid. Head to the back of the shell, lean out, and go for distance.
We call that feeding the fishes. I don't know if I've seen this movie.
Now, the thing about this is that it's either this movie or a different movie, but you have to get the right one.
Oh, you have to get the right one.
Yeah, because it almost mirrors a different one.
All right, 602-260-1079, 602-260-1079. Can you identify that movie? If you can, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. Hey, hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie is in Surprise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. All right, what movie was that, Jamie?
That was Finding Dory.
That was Finding Dory. Yay! Hey, Jamie, you earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. We just have 3 rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm ready.
All right. Your 12 seconds starts now.
I just want to say hi to my wife, Maya. She's probably still asleep, but whatever. she usually is. Just want to say I love you so much. And I hope you have a good day, beautiful.
Jamie, Aww. Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you. We will do Masterpiece Theater again Monday, 8:40, right here in Camel Country, 107.9. On the way at 9 o'clock, we're going to kick off your workday with a commercial-free Camel ride. Also, another artist with a new album out today.
His new music, new album Friday.
Jimmy Allen, it's a collaboration album. He has a song with Brad Paisley on his album. He's got a song with Tim McGraw, the Oak Ridge Boys.
And a lot of other people.
We're going to be talking to Jimmy Allen all about the album coming up at 9:10 right here in Campbell Country, 107.9. Jimmy Allen here with us this morning on the phone.
Girl, what's your name? What you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking.
It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We know Jimmy Allen, yeah?
When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo.
Jimmy, big day today, man. The new album, Betty James, is out.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I thought you said a big day because I just got on probation. That was a joke, by the way. That was a joke. Betty James is out. You know, it's my new project. I need that to my grandma and my father, both, no longer with us, but...
Mm-hmm.
wanted to leave a trail of their legacy through my music, and it's just a collab project, you know, with Darius Rucker, Charlie Pride, Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, Mickey Guyton, Nelly, the Oak Ridge Boys, Rita Wilson, Torrin Wells, Noah Cyrus. Yeah, it's pretty random.
Yeah, but. And you kind of kept it on the DL. When we talked to you a number of weeks back, I don't remember if it was here on the radio or if it was on an IG.
Nope, it was on the radio. He was at the gym, not doing anything.
We've talked to you a couple of times over the last couple of months.
A couple of times. See, wasn't there one on IG, too?
Yeah, we did IG. I think we did a Skype
and
one, too.
And one at the gym.
Yeah, and the one at the gym. You're always doing something whenever we talk to you.
I know. This time I'm just sitting here just laid in the bed.
Yeah.
Trying to see if breakfast is going to get made for me or if I got to make it myself.
We asked you about any collaborations. You did a great job of keeping it on the DL, man.
Man, it was hard, man, because I was so excited about these songs. You know, I remember we was hanging out. You know, no big deal, but, you know, we was hanging out at Brad Paisley's house. Me, Brad, Tim McGraw, Darius Rucker. We was hanging out one night. By the way, I was freaking out the whole time I was there. Yeah. Let me be honest. I was freaking out. But we just sitting around singing songs and stuff. I sung Freedom on the Highway on acoustic. Nailed it. Man, I love that song. I was like, well, we should do it together. So I text Brad 2 weeks later, asked him to do the song.
How did the Nelly one come about? How did you get Nelly on one of your songs?
So we actually wrote it together, me, Nelly, and my buddy Zach Kale, who also co-wrote When This Is Over. Mm-hmm. But the crazy story, I was in Nashville driving around, just left a meeting, and I saw Nelly walking out of the same place I just came out of. I was like, is that Nelly? I pulled my truck over to the side of the road, called my manager. I said, hey, I think Nelly's in town. I need you to find out why. He was like, all right. So he makes some phone calls, found out Nelly's in town writing. I was like, yo, I'm trying to write with him. And he said, well, he's writing tonight at 9 o'clock. But I was like, whoa, dilemma, because me and my band were leaving that night to go to a show.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, do I fly to Minnesota the next day, or do I hop on the bus tonight with my band and play PlayStation? Because, see, that's our thing. We get on the tour bus and play PlayStation. And I'm debating, do I write with Nelly, or do I play PlayStation? That's a hard decision, okay? Like, that ain't nothing to be tossed out the window.
Right.
That is a hard decision. Do I feed my daughter her bottle, or do I play PlayStation? See, this is a hard decision. Do I show my wife I love her and spend time with her, or do I play PlayStation?
Right, yeah.
This is tough. But I stayed, and I wrote the song, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
We wrote it together, me, Nelly, and Zach.
Jimmy Allen, the new album, Betty James, is out now. Go stream it. Go buy it. Jimmy Allen, dude, it's always a great time to talk to you, man, and I appreciate you setting that alarm bright and early for us today.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate y'all making time for me. Y'all be safe. Enjoy the rest of the day. And I'm about to get some food.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Babe, are you cooking or am I cooking?
He's so fun.
He seriously cracks me up.
All right. The new album from Jimmy Allen. Check it out on streaming services now. You can go buy it. Support our boy Jimmy Allen. Love talking to him.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with,
and I love you, man.
Will they say it back? We'll call a couple of pet stores today.
Okay.
Here is a pet store in Michigan.
Coach Boss Fish.
So if I get a frog pond installed on my property, can you guys outfit the pond with some frogs?
Like what kind of frog?
Just anything that rivets.
How would you keep the frogs contained? I mean, I don't know.
My plan is to make it like so comfy that I don't, you know, I don't think that they're going to want to leave.
Yeah, it has to be bullfrogs, though.
What does a bullfrog sound like? Is it just like ribbit?
I don't know, it's more like a croaking noise.
Ribbit?
Yeah, pretty close.
All right, bullfrog it is. Hey, I love you, man.
Yep.
Hey, have a good day. I love you.
Yep.
Love you, brother. Thought I'd get him in the end.
I know, but that long pause, you never know.
Yeah, it's true. It's like the roulette wheel and the ball going around. Where's it going to land? Where's it going to land? Where's it going to land?
And then it gets a little bit slower, and you're like, ah, okay.
Here's another pet store. This one is in Florida.
Can I help you?
I've been having issues sleeping at night, and I've been told that croaking frogs would kind of help with that. Do you guys sell frogs?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Do they croak?
Not during the day they don't. Maybe at night they might. We have albino bullfrogs.
Ooh, what do those sound like?
Like a typical bullfrog.
Like a ribbit?
Yeah.
Hey, I love you, man.
Oh, back at you.
Oh. That doesn't count, though.
Doesn't count?
No.
Womp. He returned the love, but it was not the words we were looking for.
It was not the phrase we needed.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. All right, that is I Love You, Man, Camel Country, 107.9.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.